If you have any medical questions right now, this is your moment. They will be answered. A friend of mine, Dr. Nina Shapiro, in the studio. Give her a round of applause. She has a new book. She's so excited about this book. She told me about the book like a year ago and said, can I come on the show when the book comes out? I said, of course.
So the book is called Hype, A Doctor's Guide to Medical Myths, Exaggerated Claims and Bad Advice, How to Tell What's Real and What's Not. And so it is really what we hear, all the health hype that we're hearing on a daily basis. It's all this exaggerated stuff. It's overwhelming. We're getting so much information on a minute-to-minute basis. So how do we know what's real? How do we know what's nonsense?
To be fair, I texted you. I didn't call you, to be fair, okay? So here's some of the headlines I want to talk about today. I'm going to hit you with a couple here, and you just rattle them off. If they're fake, they're hype, whatever's going on here. Cell phones causing cancer, artificial turf causing cancer.
So cell phones have been a biggie. So cell phones don't cause cancer. Cell phones cause a lot of other problems, primarily traffic accidents, car-related deaths.
Yeah.
But they don't cause cancer. There have been some concerns that cell phone use has seen an uptick in brain cancer, but that's actually not really found, and it's not a cause.
What about artificial turf? Because a lot of schools and their athletic fields out here have the artificial turf, and people also put like fake grass and all that stuff in their backyards.
Yeah.
Right. So there are a lot of benefits to artificial turf. You don't have to use water. You don't use pesticides. But there have been some cases of types of cancer associated with kids exposed to very frequent use of artificial turf, for primarily soccer players, goalies. There was a little uptick. But again, it's not necessarily known to be a cause yet.
Are superfoods real? I was flipping through the book and I saw a section on that.
There is no such thing as a superfood. It's a great term.
I fall for that label on everything. I'm like, oh my God, superfoods. I have to get 10 of these.
Got to get it. Got to get it. Right. So the superfood companies are providing your use of superfoods. There are good foods, and there are foods that are super good for you, but there is no such thing as an actual superfood. There is no food that will cure or prevent cancer.
Okay. And you're super healthy, too, aren't you? Are you like vegan or vegetarian? What are you?
I just eat regular food. I eat human food. I chew it. I don't eat food in pouches or powders.
I
just eat regular food.
It certainly sounds like something a robot would say.
No smoothies.
I eat regular human food.
I've started to stay away from gluten. Dr. Oz told me this one. So if you're going to conflict, you're conflicting with Dr. Oz here. So I started staying away from gluten a little bit because Jill's celiac, so she has to stay away from it.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel a little bit better from gluten and dairy, just staying away from those two things a bit. What do you think?
So if you are not, if you don't have celiac and you stay away from gluten, it's purely a choice.
Okay.
If you feel better not eating gluten, that's fine.
Right.
But you're not really gluten intolerant. I think people get confused with gluten and carbs.
Okay.
So gluten is not a carb. Gluten is actually a protein. So if you cut down your gluten because you're cutting down your carbs and you feel better, that's great. It's not really necessary, though. You can have gluten and carbs in moderation if you don't have celiac.
Okay. Can you be carb intolerant? Because I might be that.
No.
Okay. All right. All right. Fair enough.
Unless you're diabetic.
It's a fair question. It's a fair question.
Something else I saw in your book, and you know, I don't want to give it all away without people buying the book, but will we ever be able to live to 150 years old?
Ever is a long time. It's certainly possible. Do we want to? Do we want to live that long? Yeah. I get tired. But, you know, certainly we are living longer. But what we're seeing actually is this generation of kids are going to have a shorter life expectancy than we have because they're so unhealthy.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding?
That terrible?
That's so depressing.
It's awful.
Well, hold on.
We can change it. It's not too late.
Let me take a break. I want to hear about this because now you just depressed all of us. But I think there's going to be an uptick here and an upswing where we can actually change it. But I didn't. Man. All right, we'll take a break. Come right back. Dr. Nina Shapiro in the studio here.
And real quick, living to 150, turn around and look at that guy in the corner.
Jimmy, 149.
Pretty close.
149.
Get there. Happy birthday.
You were going to come to me.
Dr. Nina Shapiro in the studio. It's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. We're talking about her new book, Hype. But you kind of bummed this out a little bit. We're talking about the life expectancy of kids and how this generation is the first generation that may not outlive the previous generation. So explain that to us.
So genetically, their life expectancy could be long. They could live past 100. And we were saying that kids born after the turn of the millennium were very likely to see their 100th birthday.
Okay.
But we're seeing so much childhood obesity. They're all on their phones, their technology. Mm-hmm. They're not active as we used to be.
Right.
So, you know, we're seeing younger and younger kids with more medical problems than we had when we were kids.
Right.
So if that could be, and that's lifestyle stuff. So if that could be changed, then they can potentially have a longer life expectancy.
So if we fix the lifestyle, things can be different.
I would think the diets are pretty poor, though, for a lot of those kids that you're speaking of. I mean, you know,
That's the thing. The diet's bad, but they have access to better food probably than we did, I assume.
Access.
Or more choices.
But, I mean, they have to fix the lifestyle, and they have to actively fix the diet.
Fix the diet and get out and play.
Yeah. It's the chips, man. It's the chips and the Xbox and the PlayStation and the chips.
Yep.
And then some of the chips are thrown in there, too, and that's a problem.
Caffeine and alcohol. How much of either one is too much? And I'm asking for the guys in the room, not me.
And then Kevin and I thought about this for a second. We really don't need your answer.
no such thing.
Because we do a morning show, so we need a lot of caffeine.
Yeah.
And then we do a morning show, so we need a lot of...
So caffeine is fine. And caffeine is safe. And it's actually good for you. It's not, you know, coffee's not going to cause cancer and it's fine. Drink up.
Okay.
You know, that's, if you have more than 5 or 6 cups per day, it may cause a little jitteriness. It's not going to make you dehydrated. It's not going to make you sick. So if you're feeling okay and your heart's not racing and your blood pressure is not off the charts, then it's fine to drink coffee.
Okay.
Alcohol, 1 to 2 drinks per day. Wine. So some of the studies have shown that red wine is really good for longevity.
Yes.
Resveratrol, this buzzword. But, you know, frankly, a lot of it is just the relaxation that goes along with drinking wine with dinner that makes you feel better, which is fine. Stress relieving, and that's good for longevity. Mm-hmm. So red wine, white wine, but just, you know, in moderation.
I like tequila, and I've sort of convinced myself that that's like the healthiest thing you can drink in terms of alcohol. Am I way off base with that?
You're not way off, maybe a little. It's certainly fine. Again, any alcohol in moderation is fine. But I don't want to say, oh, you need to start drink if you're not a drinker. Start drinking to make yourself healthy. That's where people
that's
get a little bit.
That's the sound we're
going to
use.
Yeah, no.
That's going to sell your book like no tomorrow.
Start drinking now.
It's funny, though. I had a doctor tell me that years ago because I didn't drink at all until I started working for our company. which is fine, whatever. So I didn't drink at all. And I go, man, I hear this red wine stuff is good for you. He goes, yeah, red wine can be good for you. But if you're not drinking, don't start drinking because you hear red wine is good for you.
Right.
And clearly I did not listen to
that. And same goes for caffeine. If you're not, if you don't like coffee, you don't have to start drinking coffee for health and then, you know, chase it with a glass of red wine.
Okay. If you guys got questions, text in 31043. Nina's book is Hype. It is out on newsstands right now. Doctor's Guide to Medical Myths, Exaggerated Claims, and Bad Advice and How to Tell What's Real and What's Not. Obviously, we've given a lot of advice over the years at our show, and she sanctions everything we've ever said.
Yep.
So text in to 31043. We'll get your questions coming up next. Just shoot for the stars. 649, 1043, my FM. It's Valentine in the morning. You got some questions, you got some text in. We got Dr. Nina Shapiro just a few more minutes here. You can text at 31043. What do we got, Kebby?
Maria sent us a text. She said, should I be worried that I'm not buying organic produce? I can't afford it. Thank you.
You're welcome. No. You should not be worried. If you're buying produce as opposed to processed foods, then you are in good shape. Don't worry too much about organic or inorganic.
Right.
There's so little difference. And health-wise, there's pretty much no difference.
This is from the 323. My wife is not pregnant, but she takes prenatal vitamins every single day. Should I take them as well?
Do you want to get pregnant?
It's not me. 323 said it.
You're saying should a man take prenatal vitamins?
I guess that's what he's saying. Yeah.
So, you know, again, vitamins, you know, the supplement industry is a multi-billion-dollar industry.
Right.
It's certainly important for women who are considering pregnancy or wanting to get pregnant. If the partner, the man is taking prenatal vitamins, they're not going to hurt him. Mm-hmm. They may make him a little bit sick, nausea.
Oh, okay. Well, then don't take them.
Oh, yeah.
There's your answer.
It can't hurt. It's not going to help with the baby, though.
Right. Okay.
Hey, let's jump to this real quick. I have a Facebook message. Somebody's asking about mercury. And should we be concerned about the high levels of mercury in fish?
Probably not. You know, there is mercury in fish, and the bigger the fish, the more mercury in it.
Right.
Salmon is definitely safe and on the lower level of mercury. Tuna, if you're eating a lot of tuna, say 4 or 5 times a week, you may want to monitor a little bit, but once or twice a week, it's not going to.
What's more dangerous, Ebola or eclairs?
So, yeah, obviously, the answer is eclairs.
Because
Ebola is so rare.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we heard about it and it was this huge scare a few years ago and we were all terrified to leave the house or go to the airport or get in a, get in a bus because of Ebola, that it was everywhere. Even that, you know, more people died of the 20,000 people died from the flu that year in this country. And one person died from Ebola.
Right.
And hundreds of thousands of people died from obesity-related heart disease and all those sort of problems.
Sure.
So Ebola was a perfect example of hype and a scare.
Right.
And it's real, but you don't necessarily need to go into hiding because of this wild virus.
We freak out over so many things because we see the news, and that's where the hype thing you're talking
about. I don't want to get political or anything, but you know, the stuff we see in the media is not necessarily the stuff we should be worried about.
Right.
Like, nobody ever talks about heart disease and what our diets are doing to us, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Ebola's going to sell, but heart disease isn't.
We are the media as well.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, how much water? I'm the worst with water. I started putting some kind of flavoring in it at home. It's like some stevia-based flavor or something. Yeah, I just don't like water.
So don't drink it. I mean, most...
Woohoo! What? That's terrible
We're
advice.
We're out of here. Don't Thank you for your time.
So coffee is mostly water.
Right.
Tea is mostly water.
That's
so it counts?
It counts. Most foods, you know. Fruit, vegetables, even meat and fish, and even cheese has water.
Yes.
So you can get that, quote-unquote, 8 glasses a day, mostly from food and your coffee.
No, Val's going to walk around with
Wine
a swell bottle
water.
Full of shredded cheese now.
Hey, tequila has water.
In an eclair? Check that one while you're
Pretty
out
high.
There.
Wow. Yeah. It's all tequila, right?
Is there anything we can take that you recommend? Finally, like, you know, vitamin C, stuff like that, vitamin D, whatever. Oz, was he the big vitamin D guy?
He was,
You made a face. is there anything that we should be taking supplementally on a daily basis as Americans?
No. So the supplement industry is great. It's a complete, for the most part, you have a deficiency. If you have a vitamin D deficiency, talk to your doctor about how much vitamin D you should be taking. But supplements are not going to cure colds. They're not going to prevent colds. They're not going to prevent cancer. They're not going to cause cancer. So, you know, if you feel like it makes you feel better, take it. Like this gentleman who wants to take prenatal vitamins, if it makes him feel better, take it. It's not going to get him pregnant. But you don't need to take vitamins, and they're not going to do anything.
Nina, thanks for coming.
Thank
appreciate
you. It was
it.
A lot of fun.
All right. So
thanks.
Dr. Nina Shapiro, her book is Hype. It's on newsstands and bookstands all over the place. Newsstands?
I know.
Who says
you
that?
Said that twice.
Who's that?
You said it twice.
Here's what's coming up in Hollywood Headlines.